Well, good morning. I'd like to talk about patience for a few minutes. Before we do, thought it'd be fun to start off with a joke, and we'll explain that picture there. It's kind of fitting since I'm getting married soon. So, here's your joke. Before you marry a person, you should first make them use a computer with a slow internet connection to see who they really are. Hopefully they're not like that. Patience. So, before we talk about patience, we should establish what that word even means. So patience is bearing pains or trials calmly or without complaint. Patience is steadfast despite opposition, difficulty, or adversity. So what are some synonyms or similar words for patience? Forbearance, long-suffering, tolerance, and endurance. Some antonyms or opposites of patience: agitation, weakness, frustration, and resistance. And I'm a factual person, so I like to know statistics, logistics, that type of thing. So patience. It's mentioned about 70 times in the Bible. And 12 of the 27 books in the New Testament mention patience. So that's 44% of the books in the New Testament mention the word patience. Now, it's any form of the word patience, patient, patiently, etc. So if it's mentioned 44% of the time, it must mean it's an important thing for us to understand and to do. So this morning, we're going to look at four different things that patience does. Number one, patience keeps you faithful to God. Revelation 14, verse 12. This calls for patient endurance on the part of the people of God who keep his commands and remain faithful to Jesus. I don't know if there's a better way to describe faithfulness than the words we just read. Keep his commands and remain faithful to Jesus. And those who choose to do that are patient. To be faithful to Jesus, we must abide within his word. This takes patience. John 8:31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples, indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." To be faithful to Jesus, we must remain or abide under persecutions. Revelation 2, verse 10. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. So patience will keep you faithful, which will give you the crown of life in the end. We have proof through examples that our suffering is able to be endured and overcome by great people such as Job, whom we will be digging into deeper later. James 5:10. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. Have you ever had to wait and watch for something? I do lots of application monitoring at work, and what do you think happens if I accidentally take a nap? Well, something's gonna break. It's hunting season, so if you're a hunter and you aren't watching and looking for a deer, what's gonna happen? A deer's gonna walk in front of you and you'll miss it. So point number two, patience keeps us watching and waiting for the Lord. Mark 13, starting in verse 32. But at that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to each his work and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. Lest, coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And I say to you, I say to all, watch. If you aren't watching and waiting, then you might lose your chance of heaven, if you aren't behaving like the farmer in James chapter 5, verse 7. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruits of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting in verse 2. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. We can understand this simple simile for your souls. So if you look at the thief, so your house, every night you lock the doors. You don't know if a thief is coming, but you don't take that chance. And most of the time, a thief does not come. Well, the same is for your souls. If you aren't watching and waiting for Jesus, then he could come when you're not ready. Most days he doesn't come. I mean, he hasn't come yet. But if you do relax and you let your life settle into sin, then the Lord might appear when you are not ready. And by then, it will be too late. Point number 3. Patience keeps us working in the Lord. The work of the Lord requires strength, which comes from patience. If you're patient, you'll receive the strength you desire. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with heavy wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And as we learn more of the Lord's will and are strengthened by it, that will lead us to further patience. Colossians 1, verse 10. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. Working to sow the seeds of the kingdom requires patience. Luke 8:15. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. What we just read is describing you here. You have kept the word, but you need to be patient and steadfast with people when you are teaching God's word. Another verse to reinforce patient teaching. 2 Timothy 2, verse 24. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth. So how do you want to be taught new things? Do you want to deal with someone that is quick to get upset and angry that you don't understand something the first time? Or do you want to be taught by someone that is soft-spoken and gladly shows and explains things multiple times? Point number 4. Patience brings us home to be with the Lord. If we remain patient in this life, then we will inherit some special promises. Hebrews 6:12. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Well, what promises? Hebrews 10, starting verse 36. For you have need of endurance, and remember, endurance is another word for patience, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe in the saving of the soul. There you go. If you have the endurance or patience for God, then you will receive his promise of the saving of your soul. Here again, God's promise for having patience and staying true through this life. Romans chapter 2, starting in verse 5. But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourselves wrath in a day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of the man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. So what are your deeds? Are you a verse 7 person, patiently doing good to seek God's glory, honor, and immortality? Or are you a verse 8 person, self-seeking, unrighteous, heading for a life of tribulation and anguish? Okay, now that we've learned what patience is and how it's required, let's do a case study on one of the most patient persons in the Bible, Job. Start Job chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also, his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. What a great and powerful man. He had everything. He feared the Lord, had tons of wealth and influence, and he is described as the greatest man of the East. But as most of us know, Job being on top came to a screeching halt. Starting in verse 14, we can see what is happening to Job. And a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing, and a donkey is feeding beside them, when the Sabians raided them and took them away. Indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "The Chaldeans formed 3 bands, raided the camels and took them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." So he had all of his livestock and servants either taken away or killed. Well, what else? Go start reading in verse 18. While he was still speaking, so the same day, another also came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the 4 corners of the house. And it fell on the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you." So far, Job has lost all of his livestock, his servants, and children on the same day. But it does not end there. His health is attacked, and he's covered head to toe in painful boils. His wife tries to convince him to curse God. And his friends, they believe that he's dealing with consequences from sin that he's committed. So how does Job respond to all this? He cursed God and turned his back on him, all right? Not exactly. Verse 22. "In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong." Job didn't curse God. He even rebuked his wife for trying to get him to turn on God. Chapter 2, verse 10. But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God and shall not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Job was rewarded for his integrity and patience in the end. Job 42, starting in verse 12. "Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters." We need to understand that our reward from having patience might be greater than what we started out with. Job had 2 options amidst all his difficulties. He could have given up, or he could have handled his problems through God and through patience. Aren't you glad that Job opted to handle his problems? It gives us this great example to learn from. When it seems our problems are overwhelming, we can look to Job and see that he handled his problems and that he endured. This is the message James was giving us as he spoke about the patience of Job from James chapter 5 that we looked at earlier. So what have we learned? We've learned that patience keeps us faithful to God. Patience keeps us watching and waiting for the Lord. Patience keeps us working in the Lord. And patience brings us home to be with the Lord. We've also learned about the great patience of Job, just another person, like any of us, that had his life turned upside down, but he still maintained his allegiance to God. I'll close with this scripture from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So this morning, if you're struggling with having patience and running this life race, then I urge you to come forward as we stand and sing.